This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Some people have hearts of stone.
Nothing else, the finest sports bump music in town. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Let's check in with our friend Ryan. Ryan, what's going on, Mr. Kelly?
Well, I hate to make you stop that music. I was dancing here and jamming out. I said it before, but Frank, you got the best intro music in the game.
Thank you, sir.
That's for sure. And I'll tell you, mortgages are what I do. I'll just jump right into it and kind of give everybody a little knowledge. Interest rates, as we know, have dropped back down to those historic low levels. We are locking loans in the threes, except unlike last time, which is, just a year and a half ago, we never thought we'd get back, and here we are again. Unlike last time, your home is worth a lot more than it was a year ago. Heck, your home's worth more than it was 6 months ago. So you have this equity positioning you didn't have last time, and now rates are low. So think about a cash-out refinance. Is there stuff you want to get paid off around the house, credit cards, improvements, stuff like that? You know, now's a great time to spend 5 minutes. That's it. A 5 minute loan approval. 5 minutes, and I'll get you options. Or maybe you're looking at, if you still have PMI, get rid of the PMI. I mean, there's just so many options out there that it's worth the call. One of the biggest things I hear from folks is, you know, I'd really like to drop my rate. I'd really like to save a few $100 a month, but I just don't want to go back to year 30. I'm down to 25. I'm down to 27. I don't want to go back to 30. That's great. At the Home Loan Expert Office, you get to choose your term. Choose the length of your loan. It makes no difference to us. If you want a 19-year mortgage, great, I'll do it. You want a 26-year mortgage, great, I'll do that too. So you get to choose your own term so you don't have to reset the button, and you're going to drop your rate, and you're going to save a ton of money. The 5-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. Thanks, Frank.
Very nice. Ryan, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir. All right, boy, we are really getting a huge response about people you just love to hate. Just love to hate. In the postseason playing the Blues. How about biggest pest 1998 Detroit Red Wings, Joey Koser, Kirk Mulpey, Chris Draper, big thorns in our side. Signed, Mark McGuire's Locker Room Lotion Applicator.
That's a good name.
That's good. Claude Lemieux, yes, detestable. Darian Hatcher had a face that no one could love. And, of course, Ed Belfour. A pure punk.
Got to vote for Chris Chelios as well.
Yeah. You know, he was just a great, great player. I don't know. I think this list has to be like not so much like the Eisermans and the Chelioses and the superstars.
Just the okay players who are always bothersome.
Yeah. Willie Platt, Al Secord. Not bad. What else?
Who was the biggest pest when the Blues played in the playoffs? To me, it all depended on who was the coach of the Blues at the time, says the prodigal.
That's true.
Slow developing might be the perfect description of Petro. He takes about 10 seconds to make up his mind and still sends the puck straight at the defender. Splashback deuce.
I will say this. That was a great shot, though. God, was that a good shot.
That was impressive.
Yeah. You know, he's got a ton of points in the postseason. I think that was his first goal, but he's got quite a few assists. And maybe after after Jaden, he may be second or third on the team in points in the postseason, I should say.
Can you remember, in terms of Maroon, who's had a bigger turnaround, say, in the last 3 weeks in terms of public perception, or even just in this calendar year? Maroon or Marcelo Zuna?
Ooh.
Because I feel like both guys at one point in time you were done with, and you were ready to part ways either after the season or, in the case of Maroon, even mid-season.
Yeah.
And now...
It's good. Well, Jaden's up there. But, yeah, I can't think of anybody this quick as opposed to Ozuna. I mean, just imagine what we were saying about him when he was climbing the wall like Spider-Man, and then all of a sudden he goes on this tear. Boy, he made a kind of a mediocre throw last night. Was it last night with the one that was real high? Did you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah. That thing was so high up in the air. It was like he was throwing a pop-up. It had a little bit more punch on it, but it was so high in the air.
Drove into.
Yeah. Hey, to let you know, I want you to do this. I want you to get a picture, say, picture of Mike Ricci with his wife. And if there ever was an illustration of what the NHL and money can do. You just take a picture. You just take a look at Mike Ricci and his wife. I don't have it right in front of me. But
Beth Ricci.
Is she just stunning?
Let me look up a lot of Beth Ricci's, and it's a wide variety on Google Images. Hold on. Let me just do Mike Ricci wife.
Tom Stasiak voting in for Ricci from San Jose. We were covering that series together, and he was just, oh, did you just hate the guy? But and then we'd see him, and I saw him walking out of the place one night. I think, oh, my goodness, that guy has that wife? Wow. Dino Ciccarelli, not bad. The Sedin twins and Joe Thornton. Yes, South County window washer. That's very good. Wendell Clark. He could be, what are you saying, Jay Bomeister? Don't say that. Oh, here it is. This is the perfect one. Maybe the worst villain of them all. Nick Kyprios for ruining running Grant Fuhr.
Someone wants our MLS team to be called the Archers. That goes back to yesterday's conversation about the MLS club name.
How about Bomeister went from being done to an extension?
That's another good one.
Yeah. Oh, that's what he meant. He wasn't saying he was a player to hate old school, Derek Sanderson. When the Blues played the Bruins in the Stanley Cup Finals, it was that Phil Esposito, Bobby Orr, Derek Sanderson, Johnny Busick. That was a heck of a team. All right, do you see a picture of Mike Ricci with wife?
I am not finding one. This is so weird.
Because I think she was like Cindy Crawford-esque.
Really?
Yeah. And he's like the ugliest human being ever. And I say this as a man who's not very attractive myself.
So. Bleacher Report called him the ugly dude of the week one week, so I guess that's not good.
Yeah.
Hockey wife.
All right.
I cannot believe one's not coming up, because normally if it's an unattractive athlete with an unusually hot wife or girlfriend, that's what comes up immediately.
They have lists of that.
Yes.
You know, I hate those lists because you have to like keep clicking. They don't have them all on one screen. They make you work for it. That just stinks. All right, let's take a short time out. When we come back, we'll be joined by Martin Kilcoyne.